This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
We usually hear a noisy outcry on the left at any suggestion of requiring a photo ID for voting. But you may be surprised to learn that some other democracies regard them as a necessity. Just look at Mexico, where the Federal Electoral Institute issues citizens a free photo ID known as a voter credential. The system was put in place 20 years ago as a response to widespread voter fraud in Mexican elections. Rules are very strict, and no exceptions are made for those who arrive at the polls without their ID. The agency makes no apologies for this. They say the system is necessary to restore confidence in elections after years of corruption. In the United States, you need a photo ID to drive a car, to check into a hotel, or to rent a movie. But we're told we cannot require photo IDs for voting. Liberals claim that photo ID laws would decrease voter turnout and create a burden for the poor. However, neither of these things has happened in Mexico. In fact, the free IDs have been beneficial to the country's poor because they now have identification they need for other situations. That's why former Atlanta mayor and civil rights activist Andrew Young supports voter ID laws in the U.S. so that poor minorities are provided with the ID they need to fully participate in American life. Mexico's laws have also increased confidence in the fairness of elections and thus increased voter turnout. A similar increase in voter turnout happened in Indiana and Georgia when those states implemented photo ID laws. If we don't require a photo ID at our U.S. polls, that doesn't make it any easier for people to vote. It just makes it easier for people to cast a fraudulent vote.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Welcome back, everybody. The Bob Tuscan Show, hour number three, commences. I'm not Bob Tuscan. I'm Steve Starr, sitting in for Bob tonight. We were giving him a little bit of a break. He will be returning, I believe, tomorrow night, and I'll be on with him again Friday. Got some things lined up. You know, during the break, just kind of looking around at some of the things that people had posted in the chat room, and I apologize, I have not been as active in there as I, as probably Bob is. You know, Bob can, seems like he's a fry cook. He can do about 10 things at once, but I don't know if he does any of them good. No, I'm just kidding. I hope he's not listening. He's probably asleep by now. Hopefully he is getting some good rest. But anyhow, Bob is a lot more active in the chat room than I am. But, you know, we had talked about The Prince, the book The Prince by Machiavelli. And this was assigned reading to me back in 10th grade. I attended a kind of a prominent and well-known high school in the Denver area. Some of you may know which one it is. I don't want to go into all that. But, you know, I was in school and in class with a lot of people. This was a public school, believe it or not. But I was in class with, you know, people who were kids whose parents were millionaires and billionaires. And they were sending us to this school. I mean, this school had big accolades as being very well known and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, and part of our assigned reading was a book called The Prince by Machiavelli. And the book was written, of course, here's a little bit of background on it. 500 years ago, a Renaissance writer gave a prescription for effective government. What lessons for better and for worse can we learn? And this is by Dexter B. Wakefield, and you can look this up on the website. Let's see here. Let me check it out real quick here, just so I refer to what it's Tomorrow's World is where I got the link anyway. Do you believe that history is written by the victors? Do you feel that the end justifies the means? If you do, you are indebted to a notorious philosopher who lived 500 years ago. The year 2013 marks the 500th anniversary of the famous little book, The Prince, written by a European nobleman named Niccolo Machiavelli. That book, which he wrote in 1513, which was not published until after his death. By the way, I'll go into that in just a minute. I'll explain that. Is one of the most famous and influential books on politics ever written. It has even given the name Machiavellian to the moral practices it advocates. Remember, they were talking about Henry Kissinger being involved with Machiavellian tactics. And, of course, you know, you've probably heard of the famed and defamed Protocols of Zion, Well, really, if you go back a little further, you're going to find out that a good portion of this came out of the prints. Anyway, it says it's all about the scheming and deceit for the acquisition and maintenance of power. Machiavelli lived from 1469 to 1527 during a turbulent time in Italian history. Most of his story is written about the Borgias, the Borgia family, from the time of about Columbus up until, you know, the Rodrigo and Cesar Borgia, in the beginning of that era, which was the inspiration for Mario Puzo, who wrote The Godfather. The story about the Godfather was actually based on the original story of the Borgias, and the cup of Borgia, you've heard of that, is the poison that was used to kill various people, political assassinations. I mean, of course, it goes way back to Et Tu Brutus, you know, and Julius Caesar. I mean, there's nothing new about a lot of this. But what he did was he wrote a book that was only to be published after his death as kind of a black comedy. And it was about what the family of the Borgias had done in order to wrangle power out of the Pope and out of the state of Italy, and, of course, the Spanish and the Basques and a few of those people all involved at that time as well. Spanish Inquisition coming out of that era in the early part of the Renaissance, 1500s. And the whole book was intended to be a guide of how to become an autocrat. And the idea was that you would present this book to your young prince who was on the rise to teach him all the dirty tricks he would need to learn and know to use based on the experts who had used those before and experience, and that was the Borgia family. So that's the reason why Machiavelli didn't have the book published until after he died, because obviously people would see that it was a black comedy that was intended to be very cynical about the kinds of people who had ascended to the power of the papacy as well as controlling the government of Italy. And so it was a very interesting book, but he brought it up a little bit, and you can read that book. It's not very long, but it gives you all the little tips of what to do and how a little prince should order his affairs in order to become a complete and fulfilling autocrat of the world. Very interesting piece. And I was forced to read that, or told to read that in those days. Anyhow, that's where Machiavelli fit in, and they brought this up in the chat room. I thought I'd give you a little background if you want to study the little book, The Prince. It's an old one, of course. You can learn a lot of these political tactics and the Machiavellian tactics as they're referred to. Anyhow, running out of time here, and I'm talking on. I want to get to some calls. Let's see if we can get to Fred in Michigan, and if Fred's there, he's probably got something to say. Fred, are you there?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm
here. Hey, okay, buddy, go ahead. You say some things for a while.
Okay. There was the, let's see, what was it called? The Achille Laurel incident where Leon Klinghoffer, an American Jew, was ruthlessly murdered. He was wheelchair bound. They threw him overboard after they murdered him. This was an Israeli Mossad operation. A fella who was, let's see, that was, when did that happen? There was a book written about it. And the fella was an intelligence officer. Shoot. Anyway, I'll have to get back to that another time, but, you had brought up well, let me bring up the fact, since we're getting into Veterans Week and John F. Kennedy's murder, Tex Mars has a Wednesday night broadcast, which I finally tuned into tonight, and he brought up the fact that JFK had demanded Israel not to pursue nuclear weapons production, and he had sent them a letter, I think it was September 63, telling them that he was sending an investigation crew over to determine the extent of their nuclear weapons development program. And he said if it was determined that they were engaged in such, there would be hell to pay. So, of course, Michael Collins Piper authored a book, Final Judgment. Mark Lane, who also did the book, originally Rush to Judgment, and then he wrote The Last Word a couple years ago, told me in an interview when I challenged him as to how could we ever regain control of this this diabolical, perversely corrupted federal central government relative to the disintelligence, drug smuggling, murderous community. And he said, well, we're going to have to defund it, and we're going to have to do what JFK had planned to do, totally disband it into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the four winds. Yeah, I agree. I don't see us regaining the federal government unless that happens. Until people reconcile the fact that whoever controls the monetary system, which even with this invalid, unauthorized federal charter, and I say that because when you and Bob interviewed Brandon Turpeville, and I went to his site, what was it?
Hang in there, buddy. We got a break coming up. We'll get right back to you after it's over. We'll let you finish that up, okay? On the Bob Tuscan Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Thank you.
The Bob Tuscan Show continues. And I'm Steve Starr sitting in with you tonight. Let's get back to Fred and see if he can finish that up. Fred, where were we? Go ahead if you're still with us, buddy, and let's follow that up.
It is so late. I was just going through. I'm calling these my Synagogue of Satan sonnets. And I urge anybody, I mean, this book by Andrew Carrington Hitchcock is full of historic factual data, such as that book that I was mentioning about the Achille Laurel. Well, I found it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Achille Laurel was described as an Israeli black ops operation, and the tactic utilized is described in Ari Ben Menashe's book, Prophets of War. Ari Ben Menashe, a former special intelligence advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Shamir, explained how Israeli Mossad funds Palestinian terror groups to conduct attacks on Israeli targets to induce sympathy for Israel and the Jews and hateful of the Palestinians. Okay? So then that caused me to find the citation here, another Synagogue of Satan sonnet. Benjamin Netanyahu, 1986, authored the book Terrorism, How the West Can Win. And here's one of his infamous quotes in that book regarding Palestine, a malignant cancer that must be removed. Now, he appeared on the Sean Insanity program about a year before 9/11. And I rarely ever listen to anything like that, but I happened to tune in, and old Netanyahu was on, and he makes this bold proclamation that unless Americans take seriously the plight of terrorism against Israel, that terrorism would come home to haunt Americans. So here's a guy who says Palestine is a malignant cancer that must be removed, and then subsequently states, if we don't take Israel's terrorist plight seriously, it's going to come home to haunt us. Okay, so also in the Synagogue of Satan, and of course, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock presents the data of 9/11, and particularly fascinating is the fact that there are all these dancing Israelis who turned out to be Mossad operatives, filming the event. And then there were over 200 others who were arrested by New Jersey police. And then a call from whoever the prime, Olmert, I think, to Giuliani and Chertoff. And both of Chertoff's parents are Mossad operatives, or were. And suddenly they're all released back to Israel because of, quote, visa violations. So, you know, then you got the ADL described in here, Abraham Foxman. When Mel Gibson's book, The Passion, came out, Abe Foxman went into a tirade regarding the fact that, well, here we go again, the New Testament portraying Jews as the conspirators and murderers of the Christian Messiah. And he said the New Testament should be banned as hate speech. Well, last but not least, in 2005, the Plantagenet Royal House of Judah descendant family, Bush, declared a new department within the United States State Department known as the Global Anti-Semitism Review Act Department, which would report to Congress annually. Now, Steve, I ask you, who could possibly share that department within the State Department? Maybe another rabbi like Dov Zakheim, who made off with close to $3 trillion when he was a Pentagon comptroller and CFO. And hey, gee, in this era of global terrorism and global intelligence cooperation, somebody somewhere must know where the $3 trillion Dov Zakheim rabbi resides presently, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, you would think so. Yeah, you'd think somebody would. And, of course, now does that $3 trillion coincide with the $2.3 that Donnie Dumsfeld couldn't find on September 10th, or is that another event altogether?
I think he was, he was downgrading it a wee bit. The $3 trillion is inclusive of money embezzled and military weapons that mysteriously disappeared. Not at all unlike, by the way, Webster Tarpley did report that in June of 2007, there was that why not, why not incident where B-52s with nuclear-tipped cruise missiles were launched. I mean, they were, the missiles weren't launched, but the jets were, they actually did take off, but they were forced to go back. Well, that was, the sportsman Dick Cheney, event. According to Webster Tarpley, Dick Cheney wanted to incite a war. They were supposed to go and bomb Iran. You know, like John Insane Mechaniac, I think he's got a rap song, doesn't he? John Insane, bomb, 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 bomb Iran?
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm.
And so, what can I say? I think where we have to start is I'm going to give you, there's an 866-222, or wait, 866-220-0044, that's a freebie to the Capitol switchboard. We need to start calling U.S. senators. We're supposed to have control. And I brought up Brandon Turpeville. When I went to the site activisthost.com and I read Brandon's stellar intel, I saw this brilliant gal by the name of Susan Boski, D as in Betty, O-S-K-E-Y, 11 secreted facts regarding the original Articles of Confederation and Perpetual Union, one of which is that old Ben Franklin, Washington, Madison et al., they were authorized only to hold meetings for possible revision of the original Confederation Articles and nothing more. And then they were to report back to all 13 of the sovereign state republics for their, authorization for revisions. So what did they do? They went out, created a new constitution. Then they wrote all these 85 Federalist Papers, none of which were signed by their authors, only as Publius, which were used as propaganda, dissentful rhetoric to dupe 9 of the 13 states, which ultimately did apparently authorize, but not the unanimous 13 that were required by the original Articles of Confederation. So what Susan Boski proves is that the present federal U.S. Charter Constitution is null and void because it in essence did not fulfill the necessary legal quorum, if you will. And I doubt that the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, which also had to fulfill the necessary valid legal quorum, which I'm in the process of trying to determine what that would have been back then. So we have to terminate all the foreign aid, especially to Israel, independent...
Okay, buddy, we got to jump here. Thanks for the call. We'll look into that. Let's keep it up. Thanks for the call. We'll try to follow up on that on the show another time. Get back with us, okay? Hang in there, friends. Be right back after the break.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Okay, winding up the last hour here on the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr sitting in with you tonight, and we had some good calls. Got someone that's hanging on. I've been here with for a while. I think it's Johnny in New York. Let's see if Johnny's still with us. Johnny, you still there, buddy?
Yes, sir. How are you, brother? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I sure can. Go ahead.
Yeah, great call right before I got on here. You know, I had the pleasure of interviewing Tex Mars, brother Tex Mars, and he sent me an awesome book called Conspiracy of the Six Pointed Stars, one of the chapters deals with the Zionist assassins and killers and the exterminators. And this gentleman that called right before me was talking about this letter that Kennedy sent to the Prime Minister Escall at the time. And basically this guy resigned, and he just didn't want them to allow him to, you know, just look at these nuclear weapons that he had. Mordecai Vanunu, who was the scientist that was jailed for 18 years because he exposed Israel's nuclear power plant there at Dimona, basically said that the Rothschilds were the secret real power behind the Israeli politics and government, and Rothschild gave the order to kill Kennedy. So that's just a matter of fact there. And it's just very interesting as we come up on President Kennedy's killing, I think it's 50 years ago this November. Interesting stuff. You know, we do have to stop the blank check that we're giving to Israel. That's $8 million a day, and it doesn't make sense. There is an organization called StopTheBlankCheck.org. It's done by an Allison Weir. She also has another great site called If Americans Only Knew. Just fabulous work that they're doing over there, sticking up these billboards and what have you. That's a good organization to get involved with. But, you know, we have to stop this blank check. You know, as President Kennedy, not President Kennedy, President Washington said, a passionate attachment of one nation for another produces a variety of evils. That was in his farewell speech, you know. And very important that we don't have that type of passionate attachment for another nation over another. And that's what we do, we have with Israel. I'm not saying all Jews are bad, because they're not. Of some of the people, there were some great Jews that came and spoke out, like a Jack Bernstein, wrote a great book, An American Jew Living in a Marxist Racist Israel. We have to stand together for humanity before humanity blows itself up. You know, I had the great fortune to go to the Kennedy library, and I got some of his quotations. He said, you know, only our domestic policy will only defeat us, but our foreign policy will kill us. He said, we have to put an end to war before war puts an end to mankind. You know, as we come up to President Kennedy's, horrible day in American history, and that's when basically our politicians were silent. You know, and now we don't have any leaders. You look at those assassinations of the 60s, and that really took the wind out of our sails. So, you know, I just pray that God gives us all the strength to get through what we have to get through. And we just have to continue to be truth tellers. And that's what you're doing here with Bob Tuscan and John Stadtmiller and all. And all the callers out there, great calls. And we just got to stand up for what's right. You know, Tex Mars is one of the most prolific authors of books, DVDs, and he has he wrote the foreword to that book that gentleman was talking about, The Synagogue of Satan by Andrew Hitchcock. Just tremendous, tremendous work by Tex Mars and Power of Prophecy. But I like what Bob is doing. He called Noam Chomsky on the floor on about his, his inability to connect, the criminality of 9/11. I didn't want to touch Building 7, and this is what we have to do. We have to stand up and be counted for, because one day, they're going to come and round us all up if we don't speak out now. So we might as well speak out now before they start rounding people up. And I just say, folks, those that make a peaceful revolution impossible make a violent one inevitable. Nobody here, including me, that wants a violent revolution. But it's obvious that these people don't want a peaceful revolution, the powers to be. So let's all stand up, be accounted for. Let's never give up our necessary tools to fight these madmen, because no free man will be debarred the use of a firearm. And as they do all these ploys, these psyops, these false flag terrorists, that's just to try to grab sympathy and have the guns taken away and set up their police state. So let's stand fast and let's stay together. Because we have to hang. We're either going to hang together or we're going to hang separately. You know what I mean, my brother?
Right on, man. Well, I really appreciate that. You know, we've got some great callers. And, I share a lot of those sentiments. probably at least 95% of it, you know. And absolutely, if we don't stand up right now, there's nothing left. I don't know where we'd go to. I've considered leaving this country, and, you know, I don't wear this my pedigree on my shirt sleeve, but, you know, I'm a direct descendant of a man who was at Valley Forge with Washington's troops. I had no idea until I looked into some of this. But, you know, I think he's rolling in his grave today, and he's probably saying, look, we left Scotland to come to the United States to get away from this, and I don't know where not be the place to be. Oops, looks like I'm...
you know, and it's so important that, you know, what we do is, like you said, we stand together because, you know, as Daniel Webster, the great Daniel Webster said, he says, hold on, my friends, to the republic for which it stands. Miracles do not happen in cluster. What has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution. If the American Constitution shall fail, there'll be anarchy in the whole world. You know, we can run to this part of the universe,
right,
that part of the universe.
Absolutely, and we've been very lucky and blessed to get this far, but it's embarrassing to say that the American people just don't have the ability to hold this government anymore, strictly because they're being irresponsible. We're called conspiracy theorists, but, you know, the reality is being an American patriot is not waving a flag and walking down the street on the 4th of July. I mean, it's holding your government accountable.
Absolutely, my friend. You know this criminal guy Haig from, I think, the Nixon administration.
Oh, yeah.
And when they were protesting the Vietnam March, he says, let them march, let them protest, just let them keep paying their taxes. You know, that's what he said, that dirtbag of a Republican. You know, I hold no illusion.
Yeah, Haig.
You know, so, you know, what we have to do is really, we have to just, it's got to be a revolution of ideas. We have to turn away from this system, you know, and we just have to continue to. The majority. What was Sam Adams said? Something about, you know, it's not the majority that is needed, but just the minority, you know, to set brush fires in people's minds of freedom, you know, and that's what we have to do, and that's what you're doing here, my friend, is you're setting those brush fires of freedom in people's minds, you know. And we just got to continue to educate people, you know, and just, you know, continue to keep the good fight up, you know, because this is what our forefathers did. So what are we going to do, run and hide somewhere else? You know, like this stuff is not going to follow us to another country. You know, I hear many people say that, you know, I'm going to get out of Dodge, but where are you going to, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly it. If we let down here, the light of, you know, freedom is going to go out all over the world, essentially, because we do have the power to protect it or either further its demise, which is, as we pointed out, is what's happening. And it's embarrassing to think that we have, you know, an imposter as a president, and we've had a cynical sadist psychopath before him, and then of course Clinton was no different, and old man Bush. You know, we've had a series of just anti-presidents. You've heard about the Antichrist. We have the anti-president. You know, they're the people who have the power in that position, sitting behind the desk, but are using it completely for the purposes that aren't anything, you know, according to their oath and to the principles of the office that they're supposed to be upholding. And this has gone on and on and on since they shot John F. Kennedy. You know, here's something to think about, and you can reflect on this, you know, if you like. And that is that, you know, if you go back, let's say, 200 years to 1812 and 1813, you haven't had a battle essentially with the mercantile system of Europe and the Rothschilds wanting to entangle themselves into, well, get us entangled into their business affairs. That resulted in the War of 1812. Then in 1863, 50 years later, Lincoln issued the greenbacks during the Civil War, something that I believe was implemented by the banks. Then another 50 years later, you had the IRS and the Federal Reserve Act. Then 50 years after that, you had John F. Kennedy's assassination. And now we are now 50 years after that, 200 years. Well, anyhow, I mean, call it symbolism or the year of liberty or the year of change, whatever you like. This has been the Bob Tuscan Show, friends. Glad to be with you. Bob will be back tomorrow night. Thanks to Dan, our producer, who's hung through a very rocky presentation tonight. Thanks. Okay, buddy.
The Bob Tuscan Show. World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back to the final segment, friends. The Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starrs, sitting in with you here, and, you know, it's been a good night. We've been talking a lot about things, and as I said right before the break, you know, it's interesting that every 50 years, it seems like in American history, some major turn dealing with economics and warfare and government shakeups takes place. The War of 1812, the Civil War 50 years later, 1863, the issuance of the greenbacks. Another 50 years after that, we have the Federal Reserve and the IRS created in 1913. Then John F. Kennedy assassinated in 1963. And here we are, 2013. Heading into 2014, I mean, I've never known a time in American history, and I haven't lived through it all, friends, but I've, as you know, remember enough of it to realize that I don't think I've ever seen a time in the history of the United States when we are in such a dire situation. And, you know, as our caller had pointed out just before, that if people cannot find a way to peacefully resolve these situations, they make revolution inevitable. I hope it doesn't come to that. I don't want to see that. But, you know, I also am very interested in the outlook of a lot of the people who are in the military today and are following orders from this maniac in chief. Obviously, he's letting a lot of them go, over 200 top officials or people who are top officers, some of them very high, as you know, the two commanders at the Dyess Air Force Base after the leak about the supposed nukes that had slipped through that location to some undisclosed destiny. We don't know for sure what happened there, but then they're both let go. There are only a couple of the top people. There's upwards of around 200, I think, and that's been pretty well established by now. So the question is, what's happening in the rank and file? I know a lot of our listeners are people who have had experience in the military, who have had some bitter experiences in the military, and are questioning right now what's going on with our enlisted people. We're hoping to get Stuart Rhodes on, a person who is very vocal about a lot of these things, and he can talk a little bit about it too. What we could be doing, I like the idea of citizens rising up and looking at our own little communities, our own areas, and saying, look, we're going to have our own food banks, our own medical supplies, our own ability to take care of ourselves within our communities. And yeah, it's going to probably mean that we're going to have some means of protecting ourselves as well. Let's see if we can get one more call in before we hang it up tonight. I'm going to try to go to Bill in Idaho and see if he's there. Bill, you call in quite a bit, my friend, and I'm sure you have something to say tonight. Let me see if I can get you on, and let's see what you have to say. Bill, you there?
Yes, bless you. Thanks so very much. You know, it's kind of fitting, especially after all the great calls that you've had this evening, and that it is really encouraging. I mean, Yahweh obviously put us all here at this particular time to work as a team and cause his love, his justice, his mercy, his compassion, as well as his truth to be known. Pastor from Straight Gate Ministries called in this morning during the Deanna Spingola broadcast. Pastor, really sorry, it's late out here for me. And he asked that everybody try to call tomorrow and Friday. He announced it as a national security issue. Senate bill, I do not have my notes, of course, right in front of me, as usual. And Senate bill, I believe, 135 is supposed to be voted on tomorrow or Friday. They're trying to rush it through in regard to this situation with the immigration as well as the amnesty at all. But you go to Straight Gate Ministries, he's got it on the website apparently, and he's asking everybody to call that set of Washington switchboard numbers. There are five or six senators, apparently Republicans, that are trying to jump ship, that had signed on to it initially in support. They're all of a sudden now waffling. It's very, very, very important for everybody to get involved and get on the call-in tomorrow and make sure that these senators understand who they work for, and that's we the people. And ultimately, that's exactly what John was saying. Here it is here. Senate Bill 135, Section 8, ENDA, E-N-D-A. It is Congressional Switchboard Number 202-224-3121. And it has to do with the apparent sliding through, as usual, with no resistance of the legislation that they have had waiting in the wings forever, and they're pressing on it real strong. It's Straight Gate Ministries, Pastor Ted Pike. Pastor Ted Pike. He's got all the specifics there, and he obviously was exhausted. He was very, very...
Straight Gate Ministries, that's right, Bill. What?
StraightGateMinistries.net.
Okay, yeah. I'll check that out and encourage our listeners to do it as well. You know, I've heard a lot of things about the ENDA bill, and I got some information from my joker, Senator Mark Udall, who I have grown to terribly dislike. And, you know, of course, with all the problems in this country right now, it's amazing how they're trying to focus the distractions on these sideline issues, things that really aren't pertinent at all to solving any of our problems. But this is, again, this is all symbolism over substance. That's what they do. That's a big part of this. And then, of course, threatening people who are in office to make them look like they're some kind of quasi-freak because they disagree with all of this social engineering that they're trying to carry out. And, you know, my experience, of course, working with the AIDS issue is really very interesting because I having dealt with so many of the people in the gay community, which I really wasn't intending at all to get involved with all that. As a matter of fact, my documentary really wasn't one of those things that went easy on gays at all. But yet I met up with so many of these people and found out that a lot of them were being conditioned and directed just like lemmings like everybody else. And a lot of these people were saying, we're not in favor of all these other, you know, these legislations and issues concerning gay rights because we think all it does is create a backlash on us in the gay community. I'm not in favor of all of this. I'm not in favor of gay marriage. I'm not in favor of anything. I found the same thing is relatively true among a lot of Hispanic Americans that I know as well who are good old U.S. American citizens. I mean, they have relatives that fought in World War I, you know, and we're going back and saying, why are we being told that all of the Hispanic community is in favor of illegal immigration? We've had some real problems with some real dangerous criminals who've gotten involved with our community here locally, and it hasn't been good. And they've told me, explain my story to the people out there on the radio because they don't know how we actually feel. A lot of us in the American Hispanic community, these are not Mexican Americans. They're American Americans. You know, they may be of Hispanic descent, but I've heard a lot of this from people who are in these so-called minority groups that are being, you know, used and plagiarized to a large extent to create the emphasis on an ideology that's being sold that has nothing to do with the way these people actually feel at all, Bill. Have you seen that yourself?
Oh, yes. There are a lot of good people here. They may be somewhat challenged and misdirected, and, you know, they really are having difficulties with their sexuality. And yet they're wonderful people, and yet they're being used as pawns by this Human Rights Commission, Norm Gissel here in town, and Stewart have catastrophized this community and Idaho in general, using just that.
All right, man. Well,
with the Coeur d'Alene Press.
Good enough. Well, thanks for calling in, Bill. This has been the Bob Tuscan Show. We've got to run. We're out of time. Thanks again, Dan, for my producer engineer back there holding it all together. Bob will be back tomorrow night, and I will see you on Friday with Bob. Stay tuned to RBN. Appreciate it all. Good night now.
Them crazy. Them crazy. We're gonna chase those crazy ballads out of town. Chase those crazy ballers out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With